Birthday. The men in my mother's family die before they turn 40. They get confused when they iron out their lives. Count down. They hold close their intimate memories. It's not possible to miss strangers, young, tall, a swoop of wind and their cadavers. How would you stop it? You could mourn the agony of Joaquin Santiago beside his four petites. Pray hard during the execution of Pedro Santiago while his bones are ground to mulch. 1938, Badajoz, body and origin. Caress the forehead of Joaquin Santiago, rotting in a bed, his back dry, sleeping, dead before 20. She grew up with a black frock sticking to her ankles, disguised with shadow so no one would see. Had she been born a man, it would have been useless to say, for example, "This is my home. I will rest here." Today, I celebrate Fernando Navarro turning 45. When I wish him happy birthday, he takes a breath, inhales as if he wanted to break his lungs, as if this were normal. But I take his hand, we smile, all of us celebrate that he has just turned 45. We buried his mother 8 days ago. I am 10 years old then, and we became intimate with her bookshelves, uncertain what might come next. As the years passed, I thought, he won't live past 40. At his funeral, I would read a poem about the country, the sun, that which is above and is the future. And she would string together funerals, funeral after funeral. I would die at 30, and she would carry on, mourning us. I am 10 years old. I like to draw handsome princesses, biblical mountains, ancestral trees. You like to collect historic memory, and the things you're told when you're small you never forget. I think about what we'll never share. In my mother's family, the men never turn 40. And as for the women, lines beginning in the palms of our hands crawl up our arms and infect our face. Immediately our age is declared, its nature open. They will scissor open our hearts along the dotted line. Too early, we will mourn those who should cry for us. And we will be orphans, widows, asking what to call ourselves when our children die, what to call myself now that you've died.